This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland in for Kai Rizdahl. You may have heard yesterday was Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. Hungry fans of the chain showed their support for its president, Dan Cathy, and his views opposing gay marriage by devouring a record number of chicken sandwiches with two pickles each. Gay marriage supporters are planning a kiss-in tomorrow at various Chick-fil-A outposts. Marketplace's Shireen Marisol Meraji tells us franchisees are caught in the middle.
The Jim Henson Company used to provide toys for Chick-fil-A's kids' meals.
It's not easy being green.
That's not happening anymore. The mayors of San Francisco, Boston, and Chicago spoke out against the fast food chain. And in response, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee called for a day of appreciation. In places like Liberty, Missouri, the lines were blocks long.
Going up that way, around the roundabout, in front of Lowe's.
That YouTube video is from someone in Liberty waiting to buy a chicken sandwich yesterday. Nobody from Chick-fil-A's corporate headquarters is doing interviews, but in a statement, they said it was a record day for business.
What's being left out of a lot of this discussion are the thousands and thousands of Chick-fil-A employees who are stuck in the middle, either being treated like they're part of a great crusade or being treated like they're part of a bad empire.
Chris Moran is the deputy editor of theconsumerist.com. He says CEOs shouldn't make political statements, especially when independent franchisees are involved. A Chick-fil-A operator in Nashua, New Hampshire, has been getting press for agreeing to donate sandwiches to an upcoming gay pride event. When I called Anthony Piccolo, he refused an interview. In a statement, he said, "As an independent franchise operator, I am dedicated to supporting our local community in the best way possible."
Thank you for calling the Chick-fil-A Corporate Public Relations Hotline.
Franchise owners I called refused to speak on the record. Most sent me to the corporate hotline. And the Chick-fil-A feud is not over yet. Tomorrow, gay rights activists will hold same-sex kiss day at Chick-fil-A. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.